How to Rise to the Top. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 37. Hello, I'm John Fugler, and welcome to episode number 37, How to Rise to the Top, as part of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, our latest episode. I'm getting this out a little bit late, posting it several hours late. I could say it's because I was watching last night's championship game. I could say that I was rooting for Gonzaga and they lost, so I was depressed and decided not to record anything. But really, I had nothing to do with that. I just got behind. Life has been pretty crazy around here. And got a family, too, just like you do. And when things creep in, sometimes you just have to delay things. But I promised that I would have something to you every Tuesday. And I will get it on before midnight Mountain Time. I promise I'll do that, and I'll live up to my commitment. I just want to remind you of the freebie I have for you, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, free download, just 3 or 4 pages. You can grab that on my website at recruitme.com. It's right there on the homepage. Now, I need to say that this is going to go away pretty soon. I'll be changing out what I offer and free tools for my listeners. So make sure you go and get that before it goes away. Now, why is this important? Because if you're just starting out in this scholarship journey, this will help you get on the right path and will line up for you and lay out for you 3 laws of recruiting. I want you to know those. It'll lay the foundation for everything you do in the future. If you've been at it a while and you're saying, I just need to get centered, I need true north once again, then this 3 or 4 page report, I believe it's 3 or 4 pages, will get you centered once again. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we get off course. We take some time off. And we need to get started again, and it'll help you out. So make sure you grab this free report, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. I'll also make sure that I follow up with you with the 7-day recruiting jumpstart. Now, this is really huge. Those who have gone through this already know how important this is, because it can really help you out. Just pass this initial report, but in 7 days, lay out for you some actionable steps that will make a difference in your recruiting efforts. So both of these things, they're free. Go grab the free report, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. You'll automatically receive the 7-day recruiting jumpstart as a bonus. Well, here we are, and it is April, March Madness officially over last night. And I want to talk to you in this episode about how to rise to the top. Athletes, you want to rise to the top not only when you're competing, but also you want to rise to the top in this whole recruiting thing on coaches' lists. You want to be coaches' top recruit, not just at one program, but several. So you have something to choose from when this recruiting experience ends, when it comes down to decision time. Parents, you want to know this too. This material is good for you because we want you to be coaching your son or daughter in this process. I want you to do that. I want you to work together in this. Be teammates. But somebody's got to be the coach so that you're elected to that position. So athlete, I am now electing your parent, one of them at least, to be your coach in this. So work together. How to rise to the top. I got 3 things to share for you in these 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. We might even do it in less than 15 minutes. We're going to be real direct and real pointed. And what I have for you are 3 P's, 3 words that start with the letter P, so you can remember these, okay? The first one is prepare. How are you going to rise to the top? Well, you need to prepare. You need to be ready. I mean preparing in the recruiting process, and I mean preparing athletically. There's such a parallel with sports and recruiting, the stuff you do in competition and the stuff that you do in the whole recruiting pursuit, this athletic scholarship pursuit. So you need to prepare in recruiting. Let me talk about that for a minute here. You can't just, well, I go back to competition. You can't just run out on the field and expect to start competing without doing certain things before your game or your match or your event. You have a routine, don't you? I know you do. No matter what sport you're in, you've got this routine. I was a pitcher all my baseball career, and I had a routine that started sometimes a day or two ahead of time when I was supposed to pitch. I was pretty extreme. But day of, and I counted down. I remember in high school, We had 4 o'clock games, and I knew at 4 o'clock I had to throw the first pitch at our home games. Well, I'd be thinking about that at 8 o'clock in the morning. What I ate, what I did, what I was thinking about as I was preparing for the afternoon game. I remember how I would stretch, how I would warm up, running the foul poles, all those things. I would do certain things and think certain things. So when I got to the mound to throw my first pitch, I was prepared. I was prepared. And you have a routine, athlete, that you do to prepare so you'll be at your best when that athletic competition begins. The same thing is true in recruiting, which is where I was going to start, but I went right into athletics. But the same thing is true in recruiting. You just can't show up for, you know, your athletic competition and try your best and hope college coaches will find you. That's not the way it works. You have to prepare. What that means is that you have to put together some materials to present to coaches. I talk about a lot about this in past podcasts and some of the older blog posts on my website, and you hear me talking about this with the introductory email, the player profile. You need to have your act together. You need to do certain things. You need to have a list of schools. All these things are part of the preparation before that gun goes off and you are heading into this recruiting field, I call it. So you got to prepare. You got to be ready. And I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the episodes that I have, because there's material in there that will help you get prepared. And of course, how to get an athletic scholarship, that report does the same thing. So prepare. Don't wait for things to happen. You make things happen. But before you go out into that recruiting field, be ready. Get your routine together. Be prepared. I'm going to go back to athletics right now, because you as an athlete need to be prepared as well. In order to do your best, which you're going to need to do in order to get that scholarship, you need to be prepared. So I would challenge you that in your athletic life, you would take it up a notch. What is it that you can do to really prepare for your next competition? What can you do on a regular basis to prepare to be at your best when you begin your competition? What is that? What are those things? Think about it. Parent, talk with your son or daughter about it. Athlete, talk with your parents about this. You know, what can I do to prepare athletically? So that first thing is prepare. Prepare in the recruiting field, prepare in the athletic field. So the second P that I have for you is present. And what do I mean by that? Is that you need to present yourself. I've already alluded to that. You've got your materials ready. You've got your tools ready. You're ready to present yourself to college coaches. You can do all the preparation, all the practice, but unless you step on the field and throw the first pitch, if I never did that, the game would never start. They'd yank me. If I stood on the mound for 5 minutes, that'd be the end of it. But you need to present. You need to take action. You need to take the initiative. You need to present yourself to college coaches. That's the way it works. Unless your son or daughter is a top-line athlete, I mean elite, an athlete, if you're one of those, then coaches are going to come after you from all across the country. But I'll tell you, over 95% of scholarship athletes are not in that boat. And that's the good news, because you don't have to be an elite athlete to get a scholarship. But what you have to do is present yourself. You need to contact coaches. You need to be consistent in this. This isn't just a one and done. You don't just send out an email and figure it's all over. You know, I sent an email to 3 coaches. So why aren't I hearing from them? Why aren't I getting recruited? Well, you need to present yourself consistently. That's what I speak to families about. Not only sending out that introductory packet, but after that, following up with phone calls and emails, following up with updates. You want to keep top of mind. You want to be top of mind with these coaches. There are athletes contacting them, and they're going out and seeing athletes, and they're meeting them face-to-face all the time. So if you just do this one and done where you send something to a coach and they respond back to you and it sits there, or maybe you get back to them a few weeks later and that's it, and you expect them to pursue you, that's not going to happen. You need to continue to present yourself. Parents, help your son or daughter to do this. They're going to get weary. They're going to think it's a waste of time, but you can see the bigger picture, parent, and you help them, encourage them to continue to present themselves, to continue to contact the coaches. And as they begin the relationship with coaches, continue the relationship. Present yourself continually so you're top of mind for these coaches. And we're talking about in this episode, rising to the top, how to rise to the top. You may be number 100 on their list, but as you continue to present yourself and you continue to rise and show interest, and others don't do that, and the coaches see your athletic talent and you continue to rise, continue to present yourself, you will rise to the top. So that second thing is present. So we have prepare and then present. And the third thing is prove. You got to prove that you have athletic talent to these coaches. You've got to prove that. You got to prove to them that you got academic ability. You have to prove that you are a man or woman of character. You got to prove that. And that comes in a lot of different ways. When you think of athletics, as you perform to your best all the time, because you never know when they're watching. You never know when somebody's shooting video of you. You need to prove yourself in the videos that are being shot that you're shooting and sending or linking to for coaches to see. That's one way that you prove yourself. When they come and watch you compete, or you go to a camp or a showcase, you have to prove yourself. It's not what's on paper. It's not your stats that are going to get you that scholarship. It's not your stats. It's beyond that. Yeah, the stats help, but the coaches want to see your character. They want to see that you are a good fit. So listen to the last episode, number 36. It's all about the right fit. I mean, did a great interview last episode that you got to hear. It talks in depth about the right fit. Coaches are looking for athletes that have the right fit. So it's athletically, academically, character. You have to prove yourself. And you have to prove also that in a consistent way. So continue to do that. I referred to earlier for presenting yourself. Well, you got to prove yourself continually. It's not, as I said, a one and done. You're in for a journey. You're in for a journey. So you want to, these three things will help you rise to the top. Prepare. Do that well. For recruiting, do it athletically. This all ties together. You want to present yourself. So you're continually rising and becoming top of mind for many college coaches. You want to have a lot of choices at the end of this process. And third thing, you want to prove yourself to these coaches. That means you want to continue to improve so you can prove yourself. So prove and improve. It means that you want to be consistent to prove yourself to coaches. You need to get better. You're not just the athlete now that the coaches are going to sign to a scholarship when that time comes. You need to be better than you are now. So continue to improve so you can prove yourself. Those three things will help you rise to the top. So three P's, share this with a friend. I encourage you to do that. Share this podcast, send the link, and I'll be back with you next Tuesday. Don't forget, running out of time on that free download, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship, because I've got another one coming very shortly right behind it. Okay? Take care, and we'll talk to you in a week, and I promise I will get it out on Tuesday and a little bit earlier than this week.